880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Hey there, South Florida. Welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. We're going to get your year finished or started, depending on when you're hearing this live or hearing it on a replay. This year, we've got some great segments today, and we're going to get started. We're going to do some word association, something new. We'll also do some emails. Then we're going to have our keynote guest, Penny Schaefer. Penny is the market president of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. We're going to discuss a number of the emails that we've been getting about Blue Cross and Blue Shield and their coverage and different things. So we'll go over some of those with Penny. Then we've got Lolly Green, MSW. She's going to talk about how she reinvented herself at age 50 and how to stay positive in 2012. It's going to be a great segment about reinventing yourself, something that a lot of us are doing on a regular basis. Second half of the show is going to be social media. Javier Morales and Alex Thomas are going to be on from Associates in Business. And then we'll have Adam Taubon. He's the president and CEO of Estrella Marketing. He'll be talking about opt-in email marketing. And then at the end, we're going to give my last rant for 2011. And I'm not going to have too much drama about it. It's going to be about what I think is the most important thing going forward in 2012 for the United States. And stick around. You'll hear me talk about education and what we want to see in 2012. And now I'd like to welcome our email segment to the show.
Now, where you been, baby? You've got mail.
And we'll do some emails first, Matt, and then how about some word association?
I love that idea.
All right, so hit me with some emails.
All right, we got George in Miami.
Hey, hey.
I own a small business here in South Florida. It's getting hard to find affordable insurance. What should I do?
Well, George, stick around. In about 5-10 minutes, we're going to have Penny on, and Penny Schaefer is going to talk about how to get affordable insurance for small businesses. So that should be able to help you out, George. So stick with us.
We got Sandy in Boca.
Hey, Sandy, how you doing?
She says she loves the show. Keep up the good work.
We will. Stick with us in 2012. We've got a lot of new things coming to the show, a lot of fun things happening. Stay here for later on in the show. We're going to have Associates in Business on. We're going to talk about some really exciting things, including our Twitter focus for show number 150 that's coming up in late February. Make sure you stick around and hear what we're going to do on Twitter for show 150. You won't want to miss it. You'll want to be part of it.
We got Mark in Aventura.
Hey, hey, Mark, what's up?
Will 2012 be better?
I think it will be. I think that most people are seeing a nominal, gradual increase in activity of their business. I think that they're getting their footing. They're finding out how to make it, make things work in the current economy. I don't want to say the new reality. That's a played out term, but I think everybody's hit reset, and that's why we have Lolly Green on a little later on today talking about reinventing yourself. Everybody's reinventing themselves. Even if they're in the same business, they're reinventing themselves. They're learning how to use new things like social media and different stuff like that in order to reinvent themselves. It's time to reboot, and a lot of people are going to do that in 2012, and I think that that will make for a better year. And after all, how long can America not consume anything? We're going to have to start consuming in 2012 again. Matt, more.
I'm hungry.
All right.
Steve in Brickell, or I'm Brickell. One of the two.
Okay.
I want to find a plan that doesn't ask any medical questions. Is there such thing available with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida?
I'm not sure. I'm not an expert. I'm not an agent, but I'll ask Petty, and I'll bet there might be.
Good.
Okay.
Oh, we got Rob up in Del Rey.
Hey, Rob. What's going on, bud?
What new stuff is on tap for 2012?
Well, we've got all kinds of new things, initiatives that we're going to be rolling out for social media with the Associates in Business. We're going to have a lot of new guests coming up. And why don't you text me or email me or link in with me or tweet me something that you'd like to see on the show, Rob? We'd love to have somebody that you'd like to see. So hit me at Jim Freed on Twitter. Go to our Facebook page. Like the show. Send me some ideas. We'd like to hear more from you. What's next, Matt?
We got John from Chicago.
Hey, what's up, John?
He says he loves the iTunes download. What does it look like in 2012 to get a loan on commercial real estate?
2012 is a little, you know, it's going to still be dicey to get a loan in 2012. You're going to make sure you're working with a loan origination professional like myself. Thanks again for listening on the iTunes download up in Chicago. We've done loans up in Chicago. We own property up in Chicago. If we can help you there or anyplace else, let me know at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Matthew.
Sam in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes, sir.
He needs a cash or a small cash loan to bridge. Well, I said it wrong, didn't I?
Yeah, you probably did, but he probably needs a bridge loan.
That's what he needs, a bridge loan to, you know, bridge that loan acquisition. Can you help him?
Yeah, what we do is we can provide equity to help him bridge that. I hope he has an easier time talking to me than you
did.
Yeah,
I fumbled on that.
Don't worry about it. You're pretty good. That's one for a thousand that you fumbled, so don't worry about it.
Thank you.
He can give me a call at 305-854-5000. We'll help you get equity for your acquisition. Maddie.
Mary in Doral. My employer is putting a gym in at work. Giving classes. What do you think about that?
Hey, Mary, I think that's great stuff. You should definitely take advantage of that and participate as often as possible. I wish my boss gave us the ability to work out at the office. Certainly be a way to burn off stress and probably a way to lower my health care costs as well. I'll bet Blue Cross likes that idea too. Matt.
We got Dave in Dallas. Wow, we're really covering some ground here.
Well, we have Twitter followers all across the country.
That's awesome. Says, love listening on the web. The new iTunes download is great.
Well, thank you, Dave. We really appreciate you listening in, and keep tuning in and follow us on Twitter, because we're going to do a special Twitter show on our show 150 in the end of February. You're going to make sure you do not miss that show. Matt.
Jorge in Pinecrest.
Hola, Jorge.
I have a new job offer out of state. I can't sell my home or rent it out for what it costs me. So I can't move.
Well, that's probably going to be the big drag on the economic recovery, George. There's lots of people out there that can get jobs in other markets. They just don't want to take a bath on their house, and they're afraid of renting it, and they won't get what they want on the rental. So I understand your lack of mobility. Keep on trucking, and if you got to rent the house and move, just rent the house and move. Take a little bit of a loss, but I know a lot of good people are living in rental housing today. You'll be surprised the quality of renter you'll get today. Matt, let's try something new. How about some word association?
I'm going to throw you a word, and you give it back to me.
I'll give you what I got.
There you go.
All right, rock on.
Penn State.
Oh, man, poor kids up there. I feel really bad about that for them. Kids that decided they wanted to go to Penn State forevermore, they're going to say, you went to Penn State? Oh, I really feel bad for you. Oh, you graduated then? What was that like? But really, it shouldn't be about that. It should be about the victims. Okay? Unfortunately, that institution failed in protecting the most innocent people, people that innocently came there. They were victimized. Next.
We got
Genting?
Genting, Sands, Dolphins, Panthers.
Sounds to me like you're talking destination resorts. All those people are looking to get destination resorts. First, the big thing down in downtown Miami that Genting wants to build. Then the Sands wants to come in across the street to the west. Now the Dolphins want in on their vacant land, and the Panthers want into the party, too. I really don't know where any of this belongs, but I don't think it belongs in a highly dense residential neighborhood. I think that it's probably a good idea if they put it in areas that can handle it, but it really needs to be looked at carefully. I'm for anything that brings good jobs and careers to Miami, but it better bring careers too, not just jobs. More.
Miami Beach.
Well, Miami Beach. Miami Beach, it's, you know, got to keep doing what it's doing and stay what it's become. I think that Miami Beach needs to stay with the hip, chic South Beach look. I don't really know that they need that destination resorts, going back to the last word, out of Miami Beach. Miami Beach already is a big destination resort. I think it should stay that way. It should be a place for families during the day and partiers at night.
Very good. Gridlock and downgrade.
Well, that's Congress right there. We could thank Congress for all of their gridlock that led to the downgrade in our credit rating, and that's going to hurt us all of us. But yet still, the dollar is the currency of choice, the flight to safety. The United States is still great. It's up to us to keep it that way.
Republican reality show.
Oh, that's the primary season. And now, if you can believe this, Rick Santorum's the flavor of the week. The most right-wing guy in the whole crowd. I just want to know where John Huntsman is. Where's John Huntsman? At least give me a guy who knows the Chinese in the White House. Matt, more?
Yeah, we have a little more to go.
Okay, rock on. I'm loving this new segment.
This is nice.
You like it?
I do. Healthcare reform.
Job killer. Money drain. Not really sure what the effect is, but I really want to make sure that it's at least revenue neutral. And I know a lot of people that haven't been growing their small companies because they're worried about bumping up against the requirements. I don't think everybody really knows all that much about it. We'll talk more in future shows with Penny about that. But we really need to know the impact of health care long term, and it's now getting challenged in the courts. Sounds like more gridlock on the way. That's stuff we don't need. Matt.
Slow workout of homes.
Well, this is creating the softness in the economy. The fact that they can't blow through the housing inventory and get everybody back on their feet really is an important problem. We need to get these homes occupied. We need new household formations. Those people will buy durable goods. The factories will hum. People will spend money. Suddenly, the economy wheel starts turning. Please do something about the zombie homes.
I like that. CRE refinance risk or commercial real estate.
Yeah, the commercial real estate refinance risk is out there. There's lots of properties have mortgages that were written at the heyday that are coming up. Their cash flows are down. The principals have much less credit worthiness, and they're going to need to refinance. I got one word for you, bargain. That's what we're going to get when we buy those deals from the banks who are finally going to start to disgorge them. We already started buying debt. But if we can help you defend yourself on your note or mortgage, give me a call. We've got money. We've got the ability to do that. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Let me help you before the bank eats your lunch.
Boy, do you look good.
Well, thank you, Matt. You're not my type, but okay. Yeah, that's because I lost 40 pounds. We got to thank Victor Franks. Victor Franks doesn't get off easy this time. Thank you so much, Victor Franks, for helping me lose 40 pounds. Stick with us next year in 2012. Victor's going to have lots of healthful tips to help you keep slim. Now, want to make sure that next year we focus on social media this year, but next year it's going to be careers, not just jobs. And I want to also make sure that we talk a little bit about the Panamax port, the pre-Panamax versus post-Panamax. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen, but everybody's positioning themselves for the expansion of the Panama Canal. And if you think it's just happening here, boy, are you wrong. The stuff that's going on in Panama is not to be believed. The growth in Panama is amazing, and expats that live down there are having a very good life. So Panama is something you should take a look at. And the last thing I want to talk about is Occupy versus the 99%. Hey, we're all part of the 99%, even if we're one of the 1%. The 1% have very, very volatile incomes too. Most of theirs is dividend and interest, and they ain't getting nothing. So it ain't roses for everybody out there. Occupy, start finding a focus rather than just a name. We'll be right back after this short break with Penny Schaefer, Market President of Blue Cross and Blue Shield, for the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment.
Insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You'll be glad you did. Call Matthew Gold at Corporate Benefit Planning at 305-215-7881 now for your free evaluation.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, hey, we're back with another edition of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment. We are back again with Penny Schaefer. Penny Schaefer, PhD, is the market president for South Florida for Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Penny, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
All right, we always have a great time here with Penny in our segments, and we always learn a lot. Now, Penny, let's talk about the different types of plans that you have. Is there something that if I'm looking for tax advantages, that there might be something to that in one of your health plans?
Sure, of course. You know, a number of years ago, as the country moved to retirement plans, 401ks,
right.
It took us a little while to figure out how to use them. But boy, once we did, we maximized the tax advantage of that and the protection. If you look in the health insurance world, the health savings account acts very much like a 401k. Deposit the funds into that account. You get a special card to use for your medically qualified expenses, and the money going into the account is pre-tax, and the money coming out, as long as it goes for a qualified medical expense, is pre-tax. So the good news is it really gives us a nice way to save some money, save some tax, and it rolls over year over year. So the earlier you start it, just like a retirement plan, when your health and needs are typically less, the money rolls over and you build up the balance as you head towards those later years when you might need a few more expenses in a year.
Oh, that sounds really, really cool. Now, somebody writes in and they say that they're looking, one of our earlier emailers said that they were looking for an affordable health plan, but they didn't want to have any medical questions asked. Sounds like somebody with the old pre-existing condition. Do you have plans for somebody like that?
We absolutely do. You know, as a not-for-profit company, our mission is to provide access to care for all Floridians. And so the spectrum of plans that are available really are designed to suit the needs of individuals, whatever those needs may be. So we have plans that do certainly ask you some health questions and will get you through underwriting and give you good comprehensive care. But we also have plans that are what we call guaranteed issue plans, meaning they provide you comprehensive coverage. You know, you can see a doctor, you can see a specialist, you can get your lab work done, you can go to an urgent care center, those kinds of things, but no medical questions asked.
Wow, that sounds like something that some people in our market can really, really use. Now, we had another emailer earlier in the show asked us, basically, the emailer said that her sister told her about a smartphone app that can help you save money on healthcare. Now, is that something you guys do, too?
Wouldn't it be cool if cool was associated with a health insurance company?
Well, wait a minute now. Cool and health insurance, that's like military intelligence.
Okay. So, well, here's the deal. You go into any smartphone, actually. You don't even have to have one that only talks about apps. But any smartphone, go into your web browser, put in bcbsfl.com, and it'll take you to our mobile site. On that site, you can find a doctor. You can, if you're a member, you can pull up your member card right on that. You can check prescription drug prices on that are based on your plan, your coverage. So picture this. It's happened to all of us. You're sitting in the doctor's office. He writes your prescription. You head off to the nearest drugstore, turn it in. You have to shop for about an hour, spend $100 more than you really wanted to, but still.
Well, that's why the pharmacy's in the back.
But you pick up that script, and they tell you, oh, it's $120. And you go, well, whoa, wait a minute. Isn't there something else that I can do?
Right.
Well, you'll have to call your physician, obviously, to get something else. You've lost an hour, maybe $100, and then trying to track down the physician. So picture you're sitting in the physician's office. He's about to write you a script, and you say, doctor, what are you writing? You pick up your smartphone. You put that in. It knows your benefits. It tells you that with your benefits, that's about to cost you $120. You show the doctor and say, isn't there something else we can do? He writes you something different. You know before you ever leave his office what it's going to cost you based on your benefits from that smartphone. You save the hour. You save that other $100. Pretty cool, don't you think?
Oh, I think it's great. I know that when I was at my doctor's office just the other day, they prescribed something for me, and I said, okay, great, and I took it out, and I took it to the pharmacy. The pharmacy filled the prescription, and I almost had a heart attack because we recently switched insurance at the firm, and it was a different deductible and just absolutely freaked me out. And having that application on my smartphone so I'd know what's going on would be very important to me.
That's an example of learning how to choose well, shop well, and live well, and save your employer the expense later on, because if you did the 120, imagine the other side of that coin. That's what you're paying. Think about what the other benefits are paying.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Now, I know that we've talked about this before, but it is something I did want to come back to because I think it's something that's very important. Tell us a little bit about the different stores that, you have out in the field and what goes on at a Blue Cross Blue Shield store, because I really, when I go there, it's a fascinating place. It's a welcoming place. It's a place where I can feel comfortable asking very personal questions.
Well, that's good. That's what we were hoping for.
Great.
When you walk into our Florida Blue, here in the South Florida area, there at the Falls and Sawgrass Mills, they're going to ask you when you walk through the door, what brings you here today? It's not a hard sell trying to sell you insurance. You're likely to have insurance when you walk through that door. It's an opportunity for you to get access to education, access to people who can answer your questions, whether it's on the service side or whether it's with one of our medical professionals who's always there to help you navigate the care system. Runs on regular retail hours, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Monday through Saturday. And so it's designed to be there for you to have a face-to-face interaction and a real opportunity to get educated.
Now, where are some of these?
Again, we're at the today we're in this local South Florida area. We're at the Falls. We're at Sawgrass Mills. Over on the other coast, we're in Estero Beach. Of course, across the state, we're in Tampa, Pensacola, Orlando, Jacksonville, coming to Tallahassee soon, coming to Boynton Beach soon.
Oh, that's great, because sometimes when I'm here local and at home, I don't have time to go shopping, but when I'm out on the road, I do have a little extra time. So it's good to know that it's in other markets as well.
You know, one of the things that I want to also say is, you know, again, we're a not-for-profit company. Our mission is about all Floridians, not just our members. And so if you're not a member, we invite you to come in. There's still information that you can access there. And in fact, the second Saturday of every month, every center has a completely free, open-to-the-public health fair. Full biometric screenings, full access to our health risk assessments. Just before school, we let the kids come in, and we actually did their sports physicals before they went to school. They got backpacks and all kinds of things.
Wow.
Second Saturday of every month.
Sounds like I need to bring my small business over there and have everybody checked out. It sounds like kind of a fun thing.
You know, it can become your health and wellness program for your small business using that center directly.
It really sounds like something great. I've been to these wellness fairs in the past, and they really are terrific ways to find everything out. Now, if people want more information about Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, where can they go to get it besides these stores?
Well, and we just talked about us being cool. We've got a website.
There you go.
www.bcbsfl.com.
Yeah, and I like the theory about the Mobi app, too, because a lot of times I'm looking at something on the on my mobile, and if it's not Mobi, I can't really read it. So the fact that you've got it for a mobile app really makes it useful, because if you had to use a regular website off of like Google onto there, it's just very, very difficult.
Well, you'd have to run home to do it. We want it in your pocket.
It sounds like you're very customer service oriented at Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Well, we're trying, and we're always ready to listen to other suggestions our current customers and our prospective customers have.
All right. Well, it's sort of close to the end of the segment. I want to, as always, thank Penny Schaefer, PhD, Market President for South Florida for Blue Cross and Blue Shield, for being here today with us on the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment. As always, Penny, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and your time with us, and I look forward to having you on the show again real soon.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, we'll be right back after this short break with more Freedom Business.
Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Are you interested in shaping the future of real estate in the state of Florida? Get involved with the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida. For more than 30 years, the University of Florida Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies has been a leader in real estate research, education, and leadership. Golly gee, I got my degree there. The center houses two of the top real estate professors in the world. I had them both. Train students to become competent industry professionals. Okay, maybe I'm not that competent. And provides leadership and education opportunities for members of all real estate-related industries. I really am competent. In addition, the Bergstrom Center hosts more than 20 events each year, including the annual Real Estate Trends and Strategies Conference coming up in February in Orlando. I'll be there. You better be there, too. Learn how to get involved today by visiting realestate.ufl.edu or search for Bergstrom Center on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Go lead real estate.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Hi, we're back with another segment with Lolly Fried, MSW. Lolly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you.
Now, today we're going to do something special. Usually we have you give your positive energy moment, but today, since it's our year-end show, I want to talk about you and your background and what keeps you going and get your focus for next year. So why did you go get your MSW, your Master's of Social Work, after you turned 50?
Okay, well, I have to give a little background. I was doing sales. I was selling high-ticket items, including real estate and, at one point, insurance, another point, automobiles. So I got to the point that that was conquered. So there was no more much of a challenge, and I saw that I was going to be working, possibly living another 50 years. I said, well, hey, I'm not going to be bored. I want to do something that's going to help other people. So, and I also wanted to get my degree, which I had not completed. So I went back and I got my bachelor's degree at Barry University. I went to FIU and got my master's degree. I selected social work because it was something challenging and new to me. And it was something where I could help others.
Wow, so you reinvented yourself after 50. It sounds like something a lot of people are doing, including Coach Bill Cowher, who used to coach the Pittsburgh Steelers and decided he didn't want to be a football coach for life and then went on to radio. Sounds like somebody else we know. Now, what keeps getting you at age 70-plus up at 5 a.m. to go to work to give therapy to people on the weekends? You have to be at the hospital giving therapy on Saturdays and Sundays at 7 a.m. What keeps you going?
Well, I guess I have to say I have a high energy level, and that's just characteristic of me as a person. I am very energetic. Of course, getting started is always a trick, you know, getting going in the morning, but that's just the startup. But once you get yourself your cup of coffee and your toast and your whatever you have, oatmeal, and you get going, and then you're kind of part of what's happening, and you're in a hospital. The hospital has a staff. It has actually three staffs because they have 7 to 3, they have 11, I mean 3 to 11, and 11 to 7. So there's three sets of staffs, and I know all those people, and I'm on that team. So that's kind of exciting, and of course the patients are looking forward to having something to do. They're kind of bored, and they like to sit and talk about themselves, and basically that's what therapy is. So it's kind of fun as far as being on the group and also individually with the patients.
Now, You stay happy all the time. You always give our listeners a positive energy moment. Now, how is it that you stay positive all the time?
Now, that's the main question. I really don't know the answer. If you explained it from a scientific answer, it probably has to do with hormones or endorphins, as they're called, which are the things that kind of fire off in people's brain, and that makes some people happier than others, and I can only attribute that to good genes. I don't know any other way to...
Well, I know I'm happy. I got your genes, so I guess that I've got good genes, too.
Just well, don't wear my blue jeans.
I don't think I could fit into those. But now, one thing that we've talked about a little bit on the show, and I think is a real important thing to go over, is the fact that it's tough to live alone and be a senior and stay active and vital. I know that you live on your own. How do you stay vital, and what little tricks do you have about living alone that people that either have senior family members or perhaps somebody with a health issue might be helpful for them to know, living alone or helping take care of somebody who does live alone?
All right. Well, number one, living alone, you have the I've fallen and can't get up scenario, which means you wear a transponder around your neck. That's something if you're in your apartment and you are alone, anything could happen. So you want to be ready, because I call that being proactive. And I think that's important to protect yourself in the event of a real disaster, which I don't anticipate. But I still like to feel I'm safe. Other than that, I have projects I like to do. I enjoy baking. I enjoy cooking. And even though it's only me, I make things and I share them with friends, and I also share them with you. You know, I make good cookies.
You're a great cook.
Yeah, and that's something that's a project for me. Most of the time, I'm not really alone. I'm with other people. Either I go to the gym and I work out. I do some mild exercise. And there I also have a cadre of friends, cohorts, people that I've known for many years who also work out and are most of them seniors, of course, like me.
So it sounds like you, one of your keys to staying happy and vital and successful is to surround yourself with positive energy and activities.
Correct. And not to be bored. To keep yourself, if you feel bored, you have to seek out something that you enjoy doing. I even became a condomaniac. That means that I'm on my condo board. I'm the treasurer of a relatively small condominium building, and we sort of have to keep the finances in order and the physical building in shape and the plants outside, and that's kind of fun to do.
Now, what do you think going forward? What are a couple of good positive energy tips you can give our audience to carry with them into the new year?
Okay, energy tips to carry forward into the new year. First of all, be proactive. That means anticipate things. Don't just wait for things to happen. Look forward and be ready and be, like the Boy Scouts say, be prepared.
You were my den mother, so you learned that one good well.
Okay, and stay busy doing things that you enjoy, whatever that may be. Try to help other people, even if it's one person during the day that you say hello to. You've helped that person because you've shown you care about them and that you're interested in how they feel. Try to see the humor in life. That's something very important. Find the fun in things, not the misery, because there's always misery if you look for it. And stay grateful. That's probably one of the most important things.
Well, I'm grateful for you. Thank you for everything. Lolly Green, MSW, the bright, shining, positive energy light in Freedom Business in 2011 and going forward in 2012. We want to thank you so much for being part of the show, Lolly Green. And thank you for coming in and doing your segment live with us. We really do appreciate it, Lolly Green, MSW. Now, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
They can go to...
They email you at Lolly, L-O-L-L-Y, at Freedom Business. We just set you up an email account.
Right, and I didn't know it.
So. I caught you there. So anybody who wants to share some positive energy with Lolly, you can email her at L-O-L-L-Y at freedombusiness.com. And have a great 2012, Lolly. I'll look forward to seeing you in the new year.
Very good. Me too.
All right. Be positive and back after this short break with more Freedom Business.
I was in need of a healthcare coverage problem-solving pioneer, someone I could speak to in person who could answer my questions without putting me on hold and explain my healthcare coverage claims and benefits to me in a way that made sense. I guess you could say I needed a face-to-face, solution-finding, get-it-done-now customer service helper. I found it at the Florida Blue Center across from the Falls Shopping Center. They had a customer service person right there. She helped me understand all of my healthcare coverage benefits and was able to give me face-to-face answers to all my claims questions. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my always-there-to-help place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with more Freed on Business, and now it's our social media segment. We've got Associates in Business, Alex and Javi are here, and then a little bit later on, we're going to have Adam calling in from Boca Raton, Hey, guys, welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
Hey, Javi, you got one of them fancy tablets there, huh? It's smoking hot?
Yeah, my kids gave it to me for Christmas this year, and I'm excited to play with it.
I know you love your kids, too.
All right, they're good boys.
All right, good men. Good men all. Now, I thought what we could do today is talk a little bit about what you guys have brought to the table for Freedon Business in 2011 and what we're going to do in 2012, because I think it's a great example of what you can do to for any small business person out there. When I first ran into you guys, when Ron Book introduced us, I had about 100 Twitter followers, which I still have about 100 Twitter followers because we really haven't done a Twitter-based strategy yet. I had Facebook, my immediate family, and a couple of people. Now we're over 1,100. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I had 800 or 900 on LinkedIn. Now I have about 1,200. Thank you. But the real, real thing you guys did was my website. It went from chicken, you know what, to chicken salad. I mean, I'm getting emails and calls from all over the country because people are finding me because of your search engine optimization that you're doing. And then they're treating me with respect because I have a professional website that you've done. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Softball to you. What are you doing?
Well, no, it's been a great journey, and we're excited again to, you know, be moving into 2012. But, you know, I think the basic concept of it all and why it's worked is because of your enthusiasm to work along with us, and I think that's important. You know, it's not so much what we did, but it's what we've been able to do together. I mean, we've asked you for things. You've come to the table and did what you need to do. Of course, Alex hounding you for your articles, and they work.
I'm going to get there, but most people don't really follow through. They hire you, then they sit on their hands?
Yeah, but, you know, that's one of the challenges. The challenges are, you know, we can do what we can do on our end, but it takes working together. And content is all about the company. You know your company better than we do. We could build it, but we need your support in order to grow it, and that's the bottom line.
Well, you guys create the content distribution system. I have to create the content, I guess.
Sure, that's exactly right, Jim. At the end of the day, you know your business, you know your service. Our clients know their business service, as Javier said, better than we do. What we can do, on the other hand, is take that information and get that out to the masses. And at the end of the day, I think that's the value that we bring to our clients.
I can't wait, because last time we had, on show 100, we had a Twitter extravaganza, and I can't wait to see how you guys help us shape show 150. We're going to bring back, I hope you're listening out there, Blanca Stella Mejia. We're going to ask you to get involved with all of your Twitter files. We're going to ask all the people like Mr. 305 to come back and really, really have a great show talking about social media. So if you're into social media and you want to get on that show, make sure you tweet to me at Jim Fried. Otherwise, I don't think you're into social media. But what are some of the other things that you guys have been doing, and what do you have on tap for next year? Because it really sounds pretty cool.
Well, you know, for next year, one of the things that we're really going to want to really focus on is more on the marketing side, not just the social media. So we're going to work with you to put together some added value components for your people that are coming on board to grow your advertisers, to compensate those that are here. I mean, just really to get some really exciting things going through all channels.
Now, let me say, as I forgot the most important statistic that's the most impressive. Before I had met you, I had no idea how many page views I had on my old bad website. I know I've had over 26,000 since you guys started, and I think that's a lot. And that's what we're going to start to try to increase, and then we're going to use that to get strategies to monetize it, right? Alex wants to say something. I can see it coming up there.
Absolutely. You know, one of the big initiatives that we're going to push for 2012 is going to be really expanding your Twitter base. And part of the strategy is going to be to utilize Twitter as a tool to not only develop a good outreach plan there, but to drive that traffic to both your website and to your Facebook page. And we've got some great strategies that we're going to be implementing, and I think you're going to be really excited to see what happens.
I'm psyched. I just want to see how we translate this insane personality into 140 characters.
We can do that.
All right. It's a lot of bit.ly, I'm sure of that.
You bet.
Now, what else do you guys have that we can look forward to in 2012? We're talking about Twitter. We've done a little bit about Facebook. Tell me, we just recently had Jonathan Bletcher, the attorney, on last week. He posted on Facebook. That was great. Thank you, JB, and thank you for all the quality content you brought. What are some of the interesting things on Facebook we're going to do next year?
Well, you know, some of the things that we do on our off time, when we do get off time, is do a lot of research and and really learn how we can implement some of the new tools and integrate other applications into the format and then tie it all into marketing. So some of the things that we're going to be doing for you on the Facebook page is basically bringing in a lot of new components. And again, it's to add value to the advertisers and also engage consumers that are out there. So when somebody goes to the Facebook page, you'll be able to see stuff, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield, some of the other partners, you know, Data Corp and so forth, and Associates in Business. But it's providing people with information and, you know, really growing that base and providing information with information that's going to be useful for their futures. You know, another key thing that we're going to be doing is working with you to integrate the new business strategy. And that's really to come to the table and talk about, you know, Freedom Business, about business, and bring in, you know, what kind of things help small businesses survive. Us ourselves as a small business have been very thankful for a lot of friends and partners that have helped us grow our business. And we want to be able to show other people how, you know, utilizing some of these tactics can help you grow your business at very little cost and with a little dedication.
You know, now, you bring up a great point. You're yourself a small business person, and you got into this as you reinvented yourselves. And what you typically do is you help people reinvent themselves, even if it's reinventing themselves in the social media world. And that's literally reinventing yourself because, let's face it, everybody's real and everybody's, I can't believe I'm about to say this, an avatar.
Yes, that is correct. You know, one of the exciting things for us is to be able to sit with someone and kind of just kind of hear an idea and take that idea and bring it to life. And that's what we love. We love just working with anyone who says, you know what, I think I got an idea and, you know, I don't know how to move forward. Well, we can put those things in place to help you move forward and get the partnerships. And then we come to you and say, hey, can you help these people get funding for their business?
You know, it's amazing that we can both hit on social media, marketing, and really get traction together. And that's what 2012 is going to be about. It's going to be the people at Associates and Freedom Business, Maddie, everybody involved with the show, taking it to the next level and doing good things together in 2012. If you had advice for somebody moving forward in social media, I want each of you to give one word of advice on social media that people can use as a takeaway, actionable statement for 2012. I'm going to ask Javi first, because Alex looks like he's still grinding away over here.
You know, my one word for 2012 for social media would have to be passion. And that's have a passion for what you do and do everything you can to support that. You know, social media, again, is a very powerful tool, but you have to take ownership of it. Don't just give it to someone to just do it. Be a part of it, get involved, and, you know, really express your passion for what you're doing.
You know, I'm very passionate because I have a lot of fun doing it, and you guys bring it out in me. Now, Alex, you've had time for the wheels to grind.
I appreciate that.
Now, give us your answer.
You bet. Well, you know, kind of expand on what Javier said there, I think, and this is something that we've seen with you, is the commitment to apply what you've learned and what you want to do.
And be a little crazy?
That's right. That's right. But again, the commitment, because it requires you to be attentive to it daily, you know, putting out messages both on Twitter, on Facebook, and keeping up with that. And losing that steadiness is sometimes what causes people to kind of lose interest and then fade away from being more engaged into their platforms.
Well, one of the things that we did before the show is we came up with a weekly Twitter schedule that we're going to start to implement. Because the one thing I want to make sure is I'm not intrusive. But the other thing is that it's very difficult to be intrusive on Twitter because most people are only watching it a little bit at a time. So unless you post and post and post, you're going to get missed and missed and missed. And now I'm starting to see people in my Twitter feed that I never even expected. How do they get there? Retweet.
Right.
I learned a new person. And I've retweeted. I've hit back and forth with a couple of people. Doug Hanks, thanks, at the Miami Herald. We've gone back and forth a couple times. And so if anybody wants to tweet or get into a conversation, they can always reach me at Jim Fried. Real easy. That's F-R-I-E-D if you really need me to spell it out for you. But we also have Fried on Business at Facebook. And we have Twitter. We have LinkedIn if you want to link with me. You can always find me on LinkedIn. But, guys, we've got what's going forward in 2012. Looking back, what's the one lesson that we learned together in 2011 about social media? This time, I'm going to start with the thoughtful Alex.
Well, I think one of the key things that we learned in kind of setting up your program is basically the integration of Facebook with your website and how we've been able to manage some of the new applications that we created in terms of having the feed, the Facebook feed, directly on your website. That was actually a new talent, a new feature for us. And so it's something that, you know, because of working with you, we've been able to take that and apply that to some of our other clients.
You know, that really makes me feel good. And one of the really neat things, Alex, is that even Javi's kids can contribute. Aren't they who found that Listen Now radio app?
That's correct.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, if you go on your smartphone and you search your market for TuneIn Radio, there's an AM application that comes up there, and you can listen to the radio right from your phone.
Well, you're going to hear about that a lot on Freed on Business as we start touting that app, because that's one of the objections. Everybody says, well, I'm always at work. I can't listen. Well, you got a smartphone. Now you can listen live. Or you can listen in a replay at Fridays at 3 or Tuesdays 10 a.m. Or you can always hit Freed on Business, www.freedonbusiness.com. We got all the archives there. All the good stuff's there. Everything's there. I want to thank Associates in Business for coming in this year, helping us build our show, helping us build our social media strategy for next year. Guys, if people want to find you, where do they find you besides your logo and the click-through on my website?
You can find us at 954-401-8636, or you can find us on the web at www.associatesinbusiness.com.
Well, I want to thank you guys so much for being here. Thanks again, everybody. We'll be right back after this short break. With Matt Gold.
Thank you, Jim.
This is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and it was my mistake. We really do have Adam Taub holding there. I will take you off the hook, Mike T., who's running the show today. It wasn't your fault, Mike. You did tell me that he was holding, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, well, if you could only figure out how to use your mic, try again to answer again, Mike.
This thing, there we go. All right, it's just been it's a little rusty because I haven't been in lately.
So. That's all right. Happy holidays, Mike.
You too.
All right, Adam, you out there, man?
You betcha.
All right, sorry about the comedy routine beforehand and the comedy routine about getting you on, but the one thing I really do want to start off with is I want to thank you so much for helping us grow our show in 2011, and in 2012, I'm sure that we've got some really new things that we're going to be able to do, but let's talk about 2011 for just a second, if you don't mind, Adam.
Sure.
What did you do last year in 2011? When I first started with you, we ran into each other. Actually, it was 2010, I think, when we got together.
2010. That's when we started.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So we've been using the same list now for
over a year.
Is that usual?
No. Oh. That's what's really cool about the work that you and I have been doing. And it's also a testament to the type of advertising you guys do. I mean, you're not doing a direct response type of thing. So you're not going to get list attrition like a lot of advertisers will get, where people will just get sick of seeing their message. You know, for you, it's every week you're giving them what's coming out, what the show's going to be about the following week, you know, or I should say that week. So we're sending it on Tuesday to let them know when the show's going to be on Thursday. So that's why we've been able to do it for as long as we have.
And, well, and that's great. I work real hard to get you that email by Tuesday, too, because you are
you
are one stern taskmaster if I get to you late. You just give me the business, so to speak. You're a very mean dude. I'm glad you're all the way up there in Palm Beach County, because if you were down here, you'd see me pointing my finger and looking very sternly at you.
Well, first of all, I have to correct you on just one thing. You said I was in Boca. No, I'm way, way north of Boca. I'm all the way in West Palm.
Dude, that's why I said Palm Beach County. But really, if you're in Miami and it's north of the Ives Dairy Road thing,
you must be in another world, so, you know.
Well, I just want you to feel bad for me for the times that I've driven down there.
I feel horrible for you.
I've dealt with the Miami traffic, and it's taken me the 2 to 2.5 hours to see you.
Well, all I could say is that whenever you do come down here, it's a great day. And put it in your book. Yeah. We want you down here for show 150, which I can't remember what it's like 7 weeks from now, because this is show 143. No, show 150 is going to be all about social media, and I want to make sure you're here, if not in person, on the phone.
Well, I'll be there. It's no problem. I'd be happy to come down.
All right. I'm writing that down. Taub, show 150. We're starting to book show 150 right now. So if anybody wants to be on our Twitter and social media show on show 150, hit me at jimfried.com. Now, Adam, what do we have coming up for next year at Estrella Marketing? What new initiatives do you have? Because you're always looking for new ways to help the small business person. And, in fact, I noticed that you guys are having a special because I follow you on Twitter.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, I mean, I the biggest initiative for Estrella coming into the 2012 is new data. New data is like really, really important to us. Of course, it's very important to you too, and to any other advertisers that we work with, and we work with tons of them. But, you know, you got to keep your data fresh, and you got to keep bringing in new data. And that's a hard, it's not an easy thing to do. It takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of money. And it's something that we are very committed to do to make sure that when our clients need data, we've got it. And that's what our biggest initiative for 2012 is to really, really get more and more data.
Now, are there providers of this? Are there, like, clearinghouses for data? I don't know how else to say it politically correctly. Can you buy lists? Are these lists protected? How do you get data?
I wish it was that easy, where we could just buy lists, because that would be so much easier. But in actuality, the whole process is a very complicated one. I mean, the simplest way to explain it is we do database management for lots of different companies out there. And those companies that we're doing database management for were managing the raw data that they have. So, for example, they've got lists that are dormant. They've got active lists. They've got lists that they need cleaned with NCOA and all that good stuff that a lot of database appenders would do. The difference is that we do database management work for them at no charge, and in exchange for doing that, they allow us to send out surveys to that data. And that's the source of how we get our data and what really sets us apart from a lot of companies out there that do opt-in email. A lot of those companies they won't use a survey, they'll use some sort of incentive to get people to opt in, like a contest or a sweepstakes or something like that. With us, since it's a survey process, the names that are on our list are not incentivized, so they're going to react better to promotions, and they're not going to get upset if you send them a promotion or anything like that, because they know that that's what they're going to be expecting. So that's the real deal. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it, and of course, I have a staff of people that work on the database management side, and of course, that work on the data side that help our advertisers pinpoint, you know, what would be good for them. But at the end of the day, the more data we can bring in and the fresher that data is, the better it's going to be for any advertiser like yourself.
Well, Adam, thank you so much for helping us in 2012 with your fresh data. I'm looking for more good leads for you next year. And again, happy and healthy. And thanks again for being a special part of our show this year.
It is my pleasure, Jim. I really appreciate it as well.
All right. We'll see you soon. Adam Taub, Estrella Marketing. They're top of the line. Estrella Marketing, a friend of the show for a long, long time. And now we're going to talk about my rant. We got a break. We're going to go for a break. Mike's going to give us a break. We'll be back after this with my rant. Thanks, Mike.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443 or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
I was in need of a healthcare support system, someone to help me take care of the important things that can slip through the cracks. I had questions about my family's health, treatment options for chronic conditions, and how much x-rays cost at different offices, among plenty of other things. I guess you could say I needed a pediatrician finding, healthy habit coaching, prescription cost saving expert. I found it at the Florida Blue Center, across from the Falls Shopping Center. They had a nurse right there. She talked with me about treatment options for my high blood pressure and helped me find a doctor who's close to my work. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my everything I never knew I needed in one place, place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Make sure you go to Freed on Business Facebook because we're going to tape a video of our rant this week as we end the year. And we're going to end the year ranting about what the most important issue is in the coming year, and that's access to high-quality education. I don't care if it's public school. I don't care if it's a charter school. I don't care if it's a public university. I don't care if it's a private university. A tech school may be right for you. But the important thing is to get higher education and have it accessible. It's an absolute shame that the United States of America cannot have enough highly educated people at the universities, that the university cost has doubled and tripled over the past few years. It's not the right thing. Education is the way you get ahead in life. That's right. Education. We need it for everybody, and we need it now. Matt, thank you for filming this segment, and I hope you look at this on the internet because you won't believe the pants I'm wearing. But I would like to thank all our sponsors for this year, especially Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Thank you to DataCorp very, very much. The NFL Alumni Association, Caring for Kids. Thank you, Howard Fabian. Associates in Business, Alex and Javi, you're the best. PDC Technologies, Peter Cassis, number one. Estrella Marketing, Adam Taub, thanks for making the drive. Dr. Victor Franks, thanks for helping me lose 40 pounds. And thank you to all our listeners, our followers, the people that are linked in. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show, and please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback. Give us comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Follow me at Jim Freed, Jim F-R-I-E-D. Look us up on Facebook, Freed on Business's Facebook page. Link in with me. If you missed today's show, it's on our webpage, www.freedonbusiness.com. It'll also be rebroadcast Monday afternoon and Friday. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 5. Remember, the person who wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Health and happiness to all of you in 2012.